something which is negatively by itself, negative happening by itself. We translate it into chaos as English, but it basically boils down to the connection to the source, the prime energy, before it goes to the manifested. So it's like kind of a soup. Turmoil. Yes, like in a lava. And sometimes when we notice this, or when it faces us, or we are facing it, it seems that there is no control, there is no order, there is no cause, there is no reason. So why this chaos is around? Or why do I notice this? Or why does this chaos is catching me or so? Or not? It's not that we are making it. It's none of our making, and we don't need to take charge of sorting things or ordering things. It's just prime energy. All possibilities, yes, in the core. And everything can happen every moment. We experience, or let's say the cognitive mind or the cognitive mental activity in the brain, perceive it as chaos, as something which is uncontrolled. And it's true. And we don't need to sort it by force. We don't need to enforce our system to order or to manage it. It's just an expression of prime energy that comes from the source because it needs to deliver something. So sometimes we don't like this, yes, prime energy, and because people like to have a sense of control and ground, and what is up is up, what is down, down, and not just to have this like being in a washing machine. But many times chaos is the moment before something is being born, before it goes from the source to the manifestation. So it's a moment, or those moments are, let's say, it's a pool of all possible realities at the same time, and it's sometimes it's agitating us. We don't like it because everything is boiling at the same time, moving, behaving in a way that we did not expect, and it's uncomfortable, and it gives us a sense of a shaky reality, uncontrolled reality. But this is what it is. Let's say the brain always suggests us that there is order and there's frame, and something like this is happening, or we notice this, suddenly everything is being shaken from the bottom. Yes, but it's just a moment. It's not who we are. We are this emptiness which is not impressed from what is happening. So at the moment there is a chaos which delivers something new. You're most welcome, Jill. You're most welcome. So don't just, this is what it is, and just, there was a moment like this. There are moments like this all the time. So we're just, okay, this is what it is. So we take in. What do you mean? We don't go out. To go out, to try to manage it, this is what the brain does. The brain does, will always, is going out. The brain will always take us and will ask us to put attention outside of something. This is what the brain does. But noticing it, just being inside, conceived, and it will sort itself. Just for a moment, an example, the cat came 2 days ago and giving her something to drink, and then moving back to give her space to approach, and then somebody moved, stepped back, went into, let's say, there was a little garden here with plants, and it was between the seasons, so we didn't know where to put it. So we put it somewhere next to the French space, and somebody moved after giving the cat something to drink, and he just moved with his leg and everything fell, broke into pieces, and it was like a, let's say, surprise for the one who did it, because he did this intentionally, just move one step back, the 30 centimeters or so, and everything fell, the flower pots, the broke into pieces, and I said, okay, so finally this is what it is, because there was like, what to do with this garden, what to put it, and then it just broke into pieces, and after we cleaned it and sorted it, it just was a new order or a new space that we could not engineer or foresee before it happened. Because if you tell someone, okay, there's a need to move a few flower pots to arrange a new garden, so you think about it cognitively according to what you see. I'm like chess, I move this, that, and I'll sort it, that it will fit the season. But, and this has also come from grace, because someone wants to give the cat water or yogurt or whatever, just put it and move back to give the cat ability to access. And he went into this ladder that holds all those flower pots, and everything just fell apart, fell on the floor, broke into pieces. It was a laughable moment, because you could not engineer it, you could not plan it. And the beautiful thing is one moment after, because after we collected the earth, the flower pot, everything just broke. And suddenly you see there's a new order that nobody could think, and it came from itself. We just had to, in a way, to evacuate the broken pieces. And suddenly it's like excavation, yes? It just, you know, you just take the earth and the pottery which are broken and what fell apart and cannot be put together, and suddenly you see a new creation. And nobody could think of this new creation before it happened, because it did not come from the brain. It did not come from cold calculation. I will move this A to B to C to D, and then I will put this flower pot here, and then I will plant this let's say flower or this herb here, or it just happened, it broke, we took the broken pieces, and suddenly, chuck, new creation came, and it's beautiful. It never was that beautiful and harmonious like this moment after the breaking. So, you know, what we capture as beautiful and unbeatable, it's suddenly, after one more, a cat, giving the cat water, and suddenly, this is how it is. Everything is happening in the moment, and it's not for us to, one moment before it happens, you don't think of it that it might be even a possibility. And it happened. There is a beautiful verse of the Bible in the fifth book of Moses, that Moses speaks to them and prepares them to enter the land of Canaan. He will not enter with them. So he just preparing them and tell them, if you do... meaning if you'll stay in the being mode, grace and blessing, but if you think that you can grasp anything with your mind, and if you think that you control something, if you think that you're incapable of controlling something, then you shall have a sky that of copper, meaning he just tell them that the heavens will be split, and the heavens will not be just clear, yes, with a relation. They will be covered with copper, and copper will be a separator between us and the infinite. This is how Moses says. And what is this copper? Heavens. What is this separation? What separates us, yes, from the infinite, from this being, from this grace? The brain, which is calculative machine, that tells us, suggests us every moment that we can capture all the conditions, we can understand everything. Yes, this is what puts us in a fence, or puts a fence between the world, the infinite, life, and us. Yes? Copper, we say in English, in Hebrew, it's nechoshet. Nechoshet, or brass, comes from nachash. Nechoshet, it's copper in English, or bronze, yes? Copper or bronze. But in Hebrew, nechoshet comes from nachash, from serpent. So the only separator possible is the serpent. The brain is a serpent, is the best serpent you will ever find. This is what it is about. The story of Genesis, it's not about zoological serpent. This is about the brain. So this is the only separator that exists. Whenever we feel that there is a barrier between me and the world, and I feel that I'm not really present, I feel like remote or far or in the fog, this is the mental activity. Or what Moses called it, bronze heavens or copper. Yes. Questions or thoughts? Yanis, any question? Abigail, Cindy, Fernando? Also the word guess, lenachesh, to guess, come from in Hebrew from nachash, to guess. Because what is to guess is to move around something, knowing and not knowing, figure or not figure. This is the world of duality. We are not the thought. We are not. There is ability to think, to calculate, to plan, which is moving through us. But this ability is moving through us. It's not ours. Yes, it is not ours. Everything is being given to us. The capability to walk, to talk, to move. It is something which is livelihood that goes through us. It's not ours. It is not ours. We are grown to believe that you go to school and then to university and you get an occupation and you get life figure, and you know, this is not like, and it brings a lot of stress into our life, the notion that we are in charge of what is happening. I heard that in Europe it is so far, the education goes, that everything is in your hands or under your sovereignty, that children from young age are being educated that everything is dependent on them. What they do, or not do will be count against them. And everything, if something happens, it's their fault or their responsibility from young age. It is so installed in them, this belief, that when they grow up, and it happens, people are just growing up, and they still, as adults, think that everything is dependent on them. And if they had a mistake, they will pay for it forever. And nothing can be fixed or nothing can be moved because everything is of their own making. There isn't, in a way, a space for grace. There isn't. Everything is pre-configured, predetermined. And if we were speaking to few people, and they, I remember once we brought date, you know, the fruit of the palms, and we just sitting with people opening, and the lady was eating just little bit, said, well, but you like it, so why don't you, you know, take it and celebrate? Why don't you just eat it with happiness? And she said, no, I have to calculate it. There was like a kilo, I don't know, something like kilo, it's like 2.5 pounds. I don't know how much is it in pounds, but, and said, so take it, and whenever you need to renew, we shall send you more. Just, and she said, no, I have to calculate it, that it will fit the days of the winter. You know, and just, I just heard it. Yes, to calculate date, how many dates you're going to eat every day, that it will fit the winter. But this is how it is. Everything is calculate. Everything is to put in numbers. In, how do you say, in spreadsheets. And there is no free moment. And there is no chance, even for grace to enter the window or from the door. Because everything is set, pre-configured 5 years ago. Yes. And you cannot speak to them because everything is already in a concept. How life should be. How life is to live according to plans or any kind of a format. They live according to a formula. But this is not life. This is death. Because everything is calculated in advance. Every hour, what to do in the day, what to do in the next weekend, what to do in the next vacation, what to do in the next 5 years. So how to live. It brings so much sorrow to people because they are educated to think that everything is can be perceived or calculated by their mind, brain, or great calculators. And life cannot be put in calculation. We cannot calculate life. We cannot calculate the zero point or the zero moment when somebody will hand water for the cat and everything, all the garden will fall and break. We cannot calculate this. We cannot calculate grace when an old lady asks the bus driver to wait for her because she's barely walking, and the bus driver just wait another 30 seconds in the station that she will be able to come and enter the bus. Those things cannot pre-configured. The moment of grace that the bus driver is waiting, the moment that something will fall, will shatter, and it be much more beautiful and lovable than it was before. We cannot calculate those moments, those zero points, those grace that people lose others, and they still with you in their heart. They're not bitter. And they don't look for revenge. They're clear and they're loving. We cannot calculate those things. We can never calculate the zero. In a way, grace or zero or laughter or happiness is not to be calculated. And this is a great happiness because the ability to calculate and plan brings a lot of sorrow. Because it's not true. We cannot calculate everything. We have the sense of control, which we don't. And there's a sense of, the sense of power, our own powers, because we can calculate, so we know and we have it in control until the next moment something happened and there's no control at all. But still, let's say it's very tempting to think that we know. Yes, it's alcohol that has been produced. It's yes, you don't have to drink to get the sense of control. You don't have to drink something, a beer or wine. This is what the mental activity does by working all the time. It is there all the time. All the time. Seek for movement, unrest. What to do now? I did not do this. I did not do that. I don't have 10,000 children. I don't have 5,000 cars. I don't have 10,000 airplanes. All the time. I'm wrong. I have sorrow. Yes, Abigail.
Good afternoon, Leti.
Good afternoon. How do you do
and
today?
Everyone. How do you do? I hope everyone is doing fine.
Good.
Okay, so actually this conversation brought to mind, I just remembered as you speak about my journey when I started searching for the truth. I remember I once joined a group. They said they are into spirituality. So they taught me how, like, my day, the day I was born, the time I was born, in relation to when the moon was, the position of the moon. And so I have to do this ritual at this time. I have to calculate the full moon and the new moon and do a specific prayer and all those for my spiritual growth, that it will help me in my spirituality. And I could remember sometimes I forget the time that I have to pray. When, and even the colors of dresses that I should wear each day, like each morning and Monday, the type of color I have to, because they say each day has a color, a particular color that's to your soul. And I remember I was so confused. I most often forget, because that wasn't me. I didn't know anything. So anything I wear and I go about doing my things, then I will be feeling so guilty. I'll be so anxious. Why didn't I wear this color? And I just remembered that I have to do this. I have to pray at this time. I have to do it. Oh my God. Then I said, okay, it's okay, enough. I won't do it again. Let me just be. Whatever it is, because the times that I didn't know, life was happening. God was blessing me. I was okay. Just that I had so many questions and I needed answers. But if I should find answers and I should also be given terms and conditions and things I have to do, things I don't have to do, the number of times I have to eat, the number of times I have to chew something in my mouth and I forget and I either chew more or I chew less. I say, oh my God, it's okay. So hearing from you that we are not in control of anything. We may even forget, as I was forgetting, the times I have to pray. It was too religious for me. It was like, I have to do this at this time and do this. So when I forget, that I become worried. I become like, okay, I'm left out in this dream. This month, I didn't maybe do the ritual for the new month. But it's good to know the truth. that we are not in control of anything, and that we should just be and allow life to happen to us. Thank you very much, Etienne.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm so appreciative. Most times when you talk, I just listen. I listen. Sometimes I tear up. I'm like, why didn't I get to know this all this while? But I thank God that I have come to the knowledge of this truth. I was listening to one of your old videos, and I realized that I think either you started with Fernando and Rodrigo some years back, and I was like, wow, all this while Fernando was with you. God bless all of you. But I'm happy to be here, always, always, always happy to listen to life. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. Of course. There is a passage in life also that we think that if we do this, we shall get that. And if we just sing this psalm or recite this chapter and we're doing better. I remember a couple of years ago, I was like, not hunting, but looking for Haggadah, which is Haggadah. This is the story of coming out of Egypt. So I was looking for the kind of print or the kind of a book that will try to conceive the text and the reference and the footnotes. And the more I was looking, the more I found more Haggadot, like new and ancient. And the more I look into it, and it's just, so you find another book, so you find another format, so you find another drawing, another take, another edition. And the more you find, the more it's just to drink salty waters. And even if you look for the text, it's just the more you look for, the best, the better, you just, it never ends. You never have an easy point, a peace point, because there's always another Haggadah, another book, another drawing, another reference, another. Until at some point, you just drop it. You just drop it because it becomes heavier than what life is. It's just imitation for life, yes? This is the twin, the other twin. This is the imitation of life. If the conditional one, if you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, like you say, to stand in front of the moon, to have this color, to say this blessing, and what if I forgot, if this is not the right Monday for blue, for purple, for green, and it makes us so unhappy. And not just not happy, this is where the serpent interfere. This is the copper. Yes, so the bronze comes between us and life, and there's separation, and we agitated, and we stress. I forgot this at 5. No, at 4, I should wear green, blue, no, this and that, and just drop everything, because being does not have any hour, because it's not of time. It doesn't have to do with any color, because a color is also a manifestation, also a verse or a word. Word appears in time and space, so being has nothing to do with it, and life in general. And it's so good that we can drop off, get rid of those masks and conditions, because life is unconditioned. What is conditioned is like man-making stories and events. This is it. Everything is based on a cognitive perception. The time is 4 or 6, and what we should do. People go with like meeting schedules 6, 4, and people counting. This is what cognition counts. At 4 you should do. At 5 you should meet. Da, 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 da. Life, when we ask, this is a beautiful line that we mentioned from the book of Mr. Gray, that the sage or the lady asked the sage, what is the time? What is the time? And the sage says, now. Now is the time. Again, the answer is not cognitive. It's not a cognition. It's 6, 5, 5.5, 5:32. What is the time? The lady asks. And the sage says, now. Now is the time. Meaning there is no sense of before on or after or 5, 6, 7 cognition. Now is the time. You can unmute and speak, Fernando, if you capable. You can unmute and speak. We shall be delighted to hear you. It's all of us. It's true. Yes, it's noisy, and yes, it's like a policeman. It says all the time, you have to be here in the right time, in the right moment, in the right coloration, with the right thoughts, with the right intention. Otherwise, you cannot experience this and that. Yesterday, I heard something which is, it's unbelievable, but it's real. It happened. There was a man who told his friend that he was participating in retreat. Retreat is like, you know, this voyage to have some peace in the mountains to sit. Every retreat that he attended in his life consists of 10 days. Every retreat that he attended in his life consists of 10 days. And he told his friend that he attended 200 retreats. 200 retreats that each is of 10 days. Yes. Can you calculate how many days it is? It is 2,000 days. How many years are in 2,000 days? Approximately 6 years. And he did not find God. There are all kinds of conditions. If you participate in this assembly on the Carmel Mountain, if you shall participate in this reading also, and but life is so simple, and it's all the time. There is no condition for life. There is no condition. Any questions or sharing? So I would like to greet each and every one of you in a very beautiful week, in a beautiful season, and we hope to see you here soon on Thursday. And if you have questions, you can type them on Discord and we shall answer them. Thank you so much, and Shalom, Shalom.